May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
I recently participated in a Kairos prison ministry program. Let me explain what Kairos is. Kairos is God's special time, a special time for the prisoners, because a team comes in from the outside of the prison to spend 3.5 days with them, offering talks and activities designed to invite the inmates into a personal relationship with Christ. After the weekend is over, the participants continue to meet inside the prison in accountability groups to encourage each other in their faith. The team returns to the prison the first Saturday of each month, in our case, to provide follow-up support. It can be very challenging to maintain a Christian lifestyle in prison. Without follow-up, the efforts of the 3.5-day retreat would quickly be lost to the prison environment. Through these efforts, both during the weekend and during the follow-up, we seek to be God's hands and feet, shepherding those seeking to return to God or to learn about Christianity. Every Kairos weekend begins with everyone introducing themselves. My name is Charles Smith, and I worship at St. Anthony's Episcopal Church in Silverdale. Two candidates immediately picked up on that. It wasn't because I said, my name's Charles Smith. So why was it? It's because of St. Anthony's Silverdale. Our presence at Kairos may be small, but it is noticed. I grew up in the church, a cradle Episcopalian. I don't have an understanding what it means to be outside the church looking in, asking questions. I don't have a personal conversion story either. As a result, it can be difficult for me to relate to the prisoners. However, when these two candidates came to me, because I'm from St. Anthony's, we were able to relate. They are both from Kitsap County. Well into the weekend, Saturday afternoon to be exact, we present a surprise, letters of encouragement called Agape. Every letter is handwritten. Every team member handwrites a letter for each candidate, and sometimes we receive letters from others as well. For some of the candidates, these are the only letters they receive while they're in prison. Imagine you've gone years without receiving a single letter, and then you make a Kairos weekend and somebody hands you a bag full. It can be a very emotional time. For this reason, I need to mention also that anyone seen crying or even close to tears in the prison will pay for it dearly the next time they're out in the yard. So for this reason, we are very careful to make sure that any candidates and any prisoners that are not on the weekend are nowhere around when the letters are presented. Several of us or in the room next door, in the area that we're using as a chapel, singing while they get to go through their letters, leaving only a few of our team in there with them for this exact same reason. After they've had some time with their letters, they're asked to put them away, and then the rest of us return. As we returned, one of the candidates that had sought me out on Thursday came looking for me. We went into the chapel along with the weekend prayer coordinator. He proceeded to tell Chris and myself that he had read only three of his letters. The first was a card. He was excited as he explained to us that it was in the shape of a cross with just the words, "God loves you." Then he told us about the second one. It was a letter. And his excitement just increased. The letter is handwritten. He shared that he was surprised that they took the time to write him a letter. They must really believe that Jesus loves them and loves me too, because they took the time to hand write this letter. Then he opened his third of approximately 30 letters. That was it. God broke him down, and God's love came pouring in. He relates that he kept saying and praying, "Thank you for coming into my life, Jesus. Don't let this stop. I don't want to go back to the way I was. Let this continue. Don't let this stop." By now, Chris and I are also near tears. This heartfelt sharing goes on for more than an hour and half a box of Kleenex. Later, that night, we give them another surprise. We invite each of them, or give them at least an opportunity, to come up for something called open mic and to share. He seizes this opportunity, and he comes up and shares quite openly about this experience, including the tears. How can that be? It can be because Jesus is there. It can be because trust was built slowly with everyone. God used the team as shepherds in the process. He used us as poor but willing models of what He is, the Good Shepherd who cares for us all and wants us to have life, and to have it abundantly. Amen.